from KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Terry Gilday. Dr. Lobsang Sangay is the Prime Minister of Tibet, but he oversees his country from India as an exile while China continues its Tibetan occupation. He landed in Salt Lake City yesterday and spoke at the University of Utah's S.J. Quinney School of Law. In the evening, the Utah-Tibetan Association and Zions Bank hosted a reception for him in downtown Salt Lake. I caught up with Dr. Sangay at the Grand America Hotel to ask him about his role as an exile leader and about his relationship with Utah's Tibetan community. Prime Minister Sangay, thanks for joining me.
Thanks to you also.
You are the political head of the Tibetan people, and you run this government from exile in India. Talk to me about your role and how you work with the Tibetan people outside of the actual borders of the country.
Tibetans in exile are scattered around 40 countries in the world. So it's a cross-continent kind of an administration. But the majority of Tibetans are based in India and some in Nepal and Bhutan. So my role is, of course, political. That is to restore freedom for Tibetans and return of His Holiness the Dalai Lama to Tibet. These are the aspirations of Tibetans. So in that sense, we run like any other government. And among the refugee communities or marginalized communities or diaspora communities around the world, perhaps Tibetan administration is one of the most efficiently run.
In 2011, His Holiness the Dalai Lama relinquished his political authority over the Tibetan people, and you were democratically elected prime minister. The Dalai Lama, of course, remains the spiritual leader of Tibet. How do you work with the Dalai Lama to address the needs of the Tibetan people and push for an end to the Chinese occupation of your country?
Our relationship with His Holiness is very close. Obviously, he's the wise man. He has 50-some years of experience. So, it's only wise on my part to seek his guidance and blessings on, decisions and political issues as well. So in that sense, we are very close. But then he insists that now there is a separation of the authority, so I'm accountable for the political aspect of the Tibetan cause. So I enjoy a very good relationship with Hank, mainly because of, leader like His Holiness Dalai Lama, it makes our job easier, and the Tibetan cause also gets all the attention and support.
You are here in Salt Lake City on Tibetan Democracy Day. Talk to me about your relationship with the Tibetan refugee population here in Utah and what really the purpose is of your visit here.
There are around 260 or some Tibetans here. Few came in early 80s. But then most of them came in early 90s. So, many of them came to see me at the airport. Sometimes I find it a little embarrassing or awkward, Even on weekdays, instead of going to the work, they come to receive you at the airport and then that you see some of them here at the hotel as well. And that reflects their respect and solidarity and support for the Tibetan administration. And I'm an ordinary guy who took over 2 years ago, and I'll be ordinary guy after I leave my position. But then the Tibetans are rallying around, mainly because when His Holiness the Dalai Lama decided to devolve his political authority, essentially he was telling us that as per his vision, he has led us brilliantly, and he has introduced democracy in the Tibetan community. Now it's time that Tibetan people, stand on their own feet and start, marching forward.
Prime Minister Sangay, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much. It's very kind of you. So it's my first time in Salt Lake City, and wish all the people in Salt Lake City and the local government of Utah, I want to thank them on behalf of Tibetans for being very, very supportive for all these years.
Dr. Lobsang Sangay is the Prime Minister of Tibet. He stopped in Salt Lake City yesterday as part of an extensive tour of the Western U.S. He has one more stop in New York before heading home to India. I'm Terry Gilday, KUER News.